News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Going to open up the phone lines, 866-494-9866. Call in and give me your thoughts. We just had Mike Durant on from Black Hawk Down. That was just a great opportunity to speak to someone who's got inside information. I did not even realize until we were in the middle of the interview that his company even provided direct assistance to the Afghan Air Fleet, and that was an impressive opportunity to talk to somebody who knows the deal. But listen, give me your thoughts on other things happening right now. What are your thoughts on the issues related to Afghanistan? What are your thoughts on the relation to leadership? What are your thoughts on relation to the idea of folks in this audience beginning to step up and have a sense of we've got something we've got to do? I want to hear your thoughts on that. 866-494-9866. So while the phone lines are opening, let me just go ahead and say this. Folks, I keep talking about Otter Creek Farm. Man, that place is so cool. I go out there quite often. My friends Frank and Jane own it. I'll be out there again coming up pretty soon for a wedding, because not only is it a place where you can go and hunt quail and pheasant, you know, they've got the guides, the guns, the dogs. They've got the hundreds of manicured acres. It's a great place to go, but they've also got these incredible facilities. I mean, man, go look at the website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. That's the website. And you'll see why Donald Trump Jr. chose to come stay there. And their culinary staff, their professional chefs, they are amazing. All right, so folks, I'm just telling you, Otter Creek Farm is like an oasis in the middle of North Alabama. It's one of the most dynamic sites in the Southeast for outdoors and for beautiful facilities. Check it out. OtterCreekFarmstead.com is their website. So as the phone lines are opening, 866-494-9866, I'm going to want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on what is happening in the world around you right now? We've talked a lot about Afghanistan. I've talked about some state issues, but I've also talked about the fact that we've got to see the people like you. I'm talking to you, like the people like you, to do things in their own sphere of influence that can perhaps move things in a better direction. And don't think that things are too small where you live for it to really matter. It all matters. Every bit of it matters. Already got a caller, line three, PJ from Athens. Hey, PJ, Phil Williams here. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today, Phil?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, so who's not to say that the Taliban won't just turn around and take all the things, you know, fixed wing aircraft, rotary wing aircraft, and just turn around and sell it to them?
Just PJ, start
funding their own efforts like crazy.
Well, and that's a great point. You know, I heard that this morning. I really think that's probably the more likely scenario. I'm not going to be a bit surprised if we don't start seeing, you know, cargo aircraft from Iran and some of the former Soviet republics and Pakistan flying in and uploading things like that. And PJ, you have a great point.
And how about the idea that Russia and China are looking very closely at that?
Hey, PJ, your signal broke up. Can you say that again?
Yeah.
I think we've lost. Yep. Oh, I got you back. Say it one more time. We'll try it again.
Okay. So China and Russia are both contenders for this territory, and who's not to say that they could just hand that equipment over to them or say, hey, train us how to use this?
Well, and that's the thing. If there's a supply chain available, it's going to come through a source like that. And the logistics aspect of running an air fleet is probably just as intimidating as actually flying it, all right? But the truth of the matter is, I see it as more of a cash cow, like, you know, having a garage sale of all the stuff you found in the house you just moved into. Hey, let's have a garage sale and sell a little bit and earn some money. And that's what they're going to probably do. I don't think they're going to have a big market for 5.56 ammo to feed all the M16s that they're toting around right now. They look big carrying them, but do they have enough ammo to really maintain them? Where in that side of the world, 7.62 and AK-47s are far more prolific. The communications equipment they've got, I don't know if they can even use it. Now, it may be workable for them, and it better not have what they call COMSEC, which is like the fills that we put in them to protect or encrypt the messaging. But I'm saying right now, how effective it will be for them long term, I don't know. How much of a cash cow it could be to have a sale of all this stuff, maybe so. Thanks for the call, PJ. We appreciate you calling in. 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. If you want to call in, give me your thoughts on what's happening in the world right now. What are you seeing? And I want to hear somebody say, what do you see in your sphere of influence? What can you do? Folks, I know you know. I know you know. I know you've been watching going, you know, that thing that I just, you know, that thing that I'm just tired of, and there it is. Okay, I'm going to work on that. I'd love to hear somebody say, here's what I've decided I'm going to do. And I don't care what it is, folks. If you decide you want to, you know, run for dog catcher, if you decide you've decided you're going to pick a candidate, one of the congressional candidates, let's say the congressional races. You got some great candidates here. You got Casey Wardinsky. You got Dale Strong. You got a host of good candidates. And I know I'm sorry, I'm not naming everybody. It's not intentional. But the reality is what I'm trying to say is, let's say the congressional race. Pick one. Research their positions. Find a place where they're going to have a gathering. Go and meet them personally. See if you like them. Give $20 to their campaign. And start putting out signs and knocking on doors because you're going to get them elected. That's what it takes, folks. That's what it takes. The candidate can't do it by themselves. The candidate builds an army. I'm going to tell you right now, when I ran for the state senate, for a state senate race, now the teachers union hated me, so they put a lot of money against me. For a four-county state senate race, my race cost my side of the race alone $770,000, and I had an army of volunteers. And we went out, we knocked on doors, we went to every festival and fair, we put out signs in people's yards, we did phone banks, and I'm just telling you, we worked that race, but it was only because I had good, solid people willing to stand with me. Hey, listen, line five, I've got Angel from Huntsville. Angel, Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. Thanks for calling in. What you got?
Thanks for taking my call, Phil. I appreciate it. So I've just been kind of curious. I mean, I know that we, you know, we just saw or we heard Biden talk earlier, and you know, we had, you know, Psaki on the, you know, that was on television as well. But with everything that's going on, I mean, I think that most of the American public will agree that, you know, this whole thing has been handled absolutely horribly. And so just your take, I'm curious, if do you think that in the end here that anybody, whether it's the Joint Chiefs of Staff, people in Biden's cabinet, the State Department, do you think anybody is going to be actually punished, or will, do you think any of them will actually take any blame?
Well, it's a great question, Angel. I appreciate that. So let me ask you, before I go into my opinions, is there one in particular that you hold the most responsible out of all of them?
I'd say either Biden or Milley.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would also throw in Secretary of State Blinken. I mean, that guy was like vacationing in the Hamptons on the day that Kabul fell. But so here's my thought. I think at some point, if we can generate enough heat, they're going to need a scapegoat. They're going to need a sacrificial lamb. And so if I had to suggest one, I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find Milley find that it's time for himself to retire and put his resignation in. And I wouldn't be surprised to find Blinken asked to tender his resignation. Those are the two that I think are most likely to see go down. Now, where I think it could really begin to roll is if we begin to find firsthand stories, things that they cannot refute, like in the age of smartphones with you know, with cameras and everything else. If a story gets out of Afghanistan that somebody has on their phone where an American citizen was turned away and knowingly done so, and the Department of State was culpable in turning them away, I think you're going to see heads roll. But right now, based on what we've got, I think it's just a bad public opinion. And I think that we're going to have to see
more. The media is going to roll this thing under the rug in 3 weeks. So I don't know. I'm kind of curious, you know, if anything will happen in the end. I mean, I really hope that, you know, unless things change in next year's midterm elections, I mean, I don't see anything happening. And I guess it's cynical to think that way, but unfortunately, I think that's the reality.
It's not cynical. I think that's reality right now. You're right. That's what I was saying earlier. Angel, I think we got to consider 2022 as being crucial to be able to hold people accountable, because right now, good luck getting the 25th Amendment done. I think we can scream for it. I think we can make the noise and clamor. But the reality is his own cabinet has to say the 25th Amendment is necessary, and that would show that they've known all along that he's not cognitive enough and that they've been hiding it. So that's probably not going to happen. But the other thing is impeachment. Agreed. Well, you're not going to get impeachment through in a Democrat-controlled Congress and a Senate where, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris has a split vote. So, I think 2022 is crucial, man. Anyway, more to come, brother. But, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for listening to the show. All right. Folks, listen, we are going to go to a break, cover down on the last of our commercials, get into the last segment. I'm going to leave those phone lines open. Those are some good calls right there. 866-494-9866. I want to hear from you. What do you think about the world right now as we see it? What do you think it's going to be after 2022? And what are you going to do about it? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio, where you can also listen to us live anywhere you are. I got a friend right now. Bobby just texted me. He is listening to me down on the beach, and I appreciate that. Bobby, sitting out on the sand. That's right. Having a cold one and looking at the waves and listening to Right Side Radio. That's a Right Side Ruffian for you. But hey, listen, folks, I'm just going to tell you right now, you can listen to us anywhere you are at rightsideradio.org. I want to also just remind you, too, about my friends at etaxbreaks.com. Etaxbreaks.com is an amazing company, 23 years of experience, finding your company money it didn't know it qualified for. Did I get your attention then? Yes, finding your company money that it just didn't know it qualified for. So if you're a company that put your business in a certain location, or if you hired a veteran, or if you kept your employees through the pandemic, or any number of things, not knowing that they were qualifying for government incentives, for tax breaks, for grants, all those things are out there. That's what etaxbreaks.com does. They find you money, and they don't get paid unless they find it. If they don't find it, no harm, no foul. So I'm just telling you right now, last month, they invoiced out over $7 million for their clients in 1 month of found money. Folks, check them out, etaxbreaks.com/rightside. You may be amazed. All right, folks, I want to go to the phones. I left the phone lines open, 866-494-9866. I may have time for one more after this, but I see Dorothy from Huntsville hung on during the break on line one. Hey, Dorothy, Phil Williams from Right Side. How are you doing?
Hi. You know, I check out different news sources I get. If you look at YouTube, check out Republic World, they have kind of a line of what's going on, like at the Panteer Valley where the resistance is, and they've killed 8 Taliban. You can look up a source where it says, look up Civilians Join Alliance under Republic World. There are over 300 Taliban that they've been killing. This has been going on, and a lot of the fighters that were supposedly ran really fled and went with him. And there's a lot of people up there. He said, Saleh, the leader there, the self-claimed president, he's the president caretaker, the vice president Saleh. He said that America's decided to be not a superpower, a little power. He's that's okay. We won't stop fighting. And the way that they're spinning it over there, the Afghans are making it look like we were forced out, saying they have control and we forced them out. That's the way it looks.
That's the way it looks. And I'll be honest with you, the Biden administration helped it look like that too. And you're right, Dorothy. By the way, I think that Ahmad Shah Massoud, who was the leader of the Northern Alliance who was murdered in 2001, just before the invasion. I think his son is also working with Saleh in the Panjshir Valley right now, and that's a character that his name alone draws people in. So, listen, hey Dorothy, thanks for the call. I appreciate that, and thanks for being in the audience. Hey, I got time for one more call. I see on line two we got Mike from Huntsville. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams, what you got, man?
Okay, a number of weeks ago, I spoke to another talk show host, not you. I won't mention his name. And he said, well, about Afghanistan, I put forth my concerns about what's going to happen to women, what's going to happen to the people who helped U.S. troops, et cetera. And he said, well, a lot of people, they don't care. And Gore Vidal said, the memory of the American public is 6 weeks. what it is we have to keep this alive because it's easy to forget. And people are so busy with their daily affairs that they just will tend to forget or just put it aside. You know, something that, well, it's sad or that, but I got other things to do. And it's just a reality. And I think this is what Biden and his administration count on, is basically people are too busy to really raise a ruckus and be
Mike, that's a great point. And, you know, I think the Biden administration taking its cues from its previous experience in the Obama administration, because that's where Joe Biden was. I think one of the things they relied upon back then was the very thing. And Benghazi. I mean, how many people are still talking about Benghazi? But I think what's going to wind up happening is if the news can, in this world of modern technology, if the stories can get out, like Dorothy told us about a minute ago, that you can go on YouTube and you can see some of the resistance forces already forming in the Panjshir Valley. And if we get a news story that comes out, and I hate to say it this way, but like the other day I told Hamid, my own interpreter, if somebody will please get a video of Americans trying to get in the gate and being turned away. Well, one did come out of a bus full of Americans, and it was talked about on Fox News. And I'm going to tell you right now, if we see something happens with an American who was left behind being abused or executed by the Taliban, it's going to be an entirely different perspective. And I don't think the American public will let it go quite that easy. Mike, thanks for the call. We appreciate you being in the audience. You don't forget, man, and keep everybody else around you reminded. All right, folks, that's a full day. Plenty more where that came from. We got the rest of the week still to go. My gosh, it's only Tuesday. Copper, thanks for your work. We've got, 2 to 5 tomorrow, and then Thursday, Friday, and then the long weekend. All right, folks, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow.